I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As school restarts for another year in West Virginia this week, children are going to be honing their skills in reading, writing, arithmetic, and archery. Yes, archery in schools is restarting as well. I'll talk more about the program coming up in a moment.
If hunting and fishing sound like perfect activities for a first date, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a friend of the outdoors. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. If you're like me, you've got plenty of friends and family just waiting for an invitation to step outside. So ask them. Take a newcomer shooting, hunting, or fishing. You'll have fun together, and you might even ignite another vital contributor to fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Find out how at stepoutside.org.
The West Virginia Archery in Schools program will begin a fifth year this year. Jerry Westfall heads it up and says the idea is taking off as they always imagined it would.
This program has grown tremendously from our pilot program, which began back in 2004, and there's been a tremendous amount of interest across the state. From just 19 schools that first year, we've grown to over 150 participating schools and have trained about 275 instructors. It's estimated that we've put through about 30,000 students through West Virginia Archery in Schools program in PE classes in just four short years.
Certainly, it's one of the first reservations some might have had about it was safety, but Westfall says that's the first lesson that's covered in class, and it's a lesson that works.
This sport is by far safer than any ball sport because there are standardized equipment, there are standardized instructors, and these kids have to follow a set rules to participate in the program.
Westfall says they are finding it's a program that provides an outlet to many children that are often lost in the athletic programs of the school because it's a sport where everyone can become part of it.
Many of these students were never exposed to archery and have taken this and developed it as a life skill. This is something that students can use after they leave school, whether it is participating in competition or just 3D archery or bow hunting or just shooting in their backyard. This is something that they can take with them after leaving school.
And it's paying off in ways never imagined.
This is probably the most popular PE class that they take. And we hear this time and time again that teachers are very excited about presenting archery in the schools because the kids are excited. And we have anecdotal evidence that this is really changing lives. The program is especially beneficial for those non-athletic types, those kids that may not otherwise compete in athletic competition. And these kids that, you know, some of them may be on the verge of dropping out, that for the first time in their life they see with just a little bit of effort, they can really make improvements. And this is translatable to other aspects of their life, whether it's grades or attendance or other sports activities.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.